Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the book of Philippians, bondservants of Jesus Christ. In this session, we'll be looking at Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 to 30, treasures of ministry. Can you think of someone so trustworthy and faithful to you that you wouldn't hesitate to send him to represent you to others? Think about that. I had a co-worker who actually was my subordinate, who I hired to do special tasks and to help me in different projects. And without hesitation, I trusted Pablo. His name was Pablo Mendoza. I trusted Pablo to go anywhere to represent me. I sent him to Vienna, Austria to represent me for 2 weeks there. I sent him to Madrid, Spain to represent me there for 6 to 8 weeks. I sent him for a month to Puerto Rico to help train and set up an office there. I trusted him as if I was going there myself. The Apostle Paul had an associate like that. Let's read the beginning part of our passage in Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ. For you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. Therefore, I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it goes with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall also come shortly. Paul knew the church at Philippi, and he knew that they needed a visit. He wanted to be encouraged. He wanted to hear about their condition, but he was a prisoner and he couldn't go himself. He decided to send Timothy as his representative to them. And why Timothy? Well, there were two reasons for the choice. First, Timothy had the credentials of a trustworthy servant. In verses 22 that we read, said no one like-minded. Timothy had an excellent spirit and tender heart. It's exciting when ministry duty becomes a natural manner. Matthew Henry wrote, "It is the duty of ministers to care for the state of their people and be concerned for their welfare. It is a rare thing to find one who does it naturally." What was the evidence of Timothy's servant credentials? Well, Timothy had a genuine interest in the people. Who will sincerely care? Timothy had a selfless pursuit of the Lord, for all seek their own. Many Christians choose to focus on their own personal opinions, their own comfort, their own safety, and they end up forsaking truth, holiness, and duty. Timothy was not one of those. Are you? It means standing for truth at the risk of rejection. It means pursuing holy living at risk of ridicule. It means fulfilling duty at risk of persecution. And then third, Timothy had a sincere commitment to the gospel. You know his proven character. He was tested and found faithful. He was known and found true. Timothy served Paul as a son to a father. But why spend time praising someone they already know about? Well, Paul did it as a reminder that he was sending the very best to them because he couldn't come. Second, Timothy had the value of a faithful associate. Paul needed him there a little longer, but he was willing to sacrifice his son in the Lord for the benefit of the Philippians. God sacrificed his son for our benefit. His true desire was to go himself. And he had faith that he would be free and be able to fellowship with believers. The apostle hoped to be released. Not to simply enjoy freedom, pursuing personal pleasure, but to engage more ministry, seeking sacrificial service. And why? It was because of Paul's perspective. Remember once again, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He viewed himself as a slave to Christ. He viewed others as saints in Christ. If Jesus needed someone trustworthy and faithful to represent him, could he trust you to be that one? Paul sent a traveling companion to Philippi along with Timothy, Epaphroditus. He was serving Paul and Timothy. Verse 27 records that he was sick almost unto death, but God had mercy on him. This is a wonderful story of a special Christian. Also, we get to see three acknowledgments of Christian commitment in this passage. There was a recognition of a servant heart. Verse 25. Yet I consider it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need. He was special to the ministry, a brother in the Lord, a co-laborer for Christ, a co-warrior against the enemy, and a minister to the body. And also, he was special as a missionary because he was sent from Philippi to assist Paul. He proved himself to be worthy of his calling. That's commitment. There was recognition of a sensitive heart. Verse 26, since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick, for indeed he was sick, almost unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I sent him the more eagerly, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. He was concerned when he found out that the church back home knew he had been sick. Epaphroditus got sick and was near death, and God healed him. Paul was grateful for God's mercy. But what about the Philippians? They didn't have telephones or television or radio or the internet. Did you hear the news? Epaphroditus is dying. We shouldn't have sent him there. He was healed. But it took time for the news to get there. What should be done? Well, send him on a furlough. He wanted the folks back home to be joyful. That's commitment. There was recognition of a sacrificial heart, verses 29 and 30. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. Celebrate the return of Epaphroditus. Praise God. He is the type of Christian to follow. Why? Well, three reasons. He took risks to serve God. Not many will. He was willing to die for the Lord. Not many are. He liberally gave to meet the needs. Not many do. He willingly gave himself to benefit others. That's commitment. And you have a great day.